Messenger of the Lord. Appendix N. Last Will and Testament of Ellen G. White. In the name of God, amen. I, Ellen G. White, widow, a resident of Sanitarium, Napa County, California, of the age of 84 years, and being at the date hereof of sound and disposing mind and memory, and not acting under duress, menace, fraud, or undue influence of any person whomsoever, do make, publish, and declare this my last will and testament, in the manner following, that is to say, first, I direct that my body shall be interred with appropriate religious services of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, without undue ceremony or ostentation. Second, I desire and direct that as soon as possible, payment shall be made of the expenses of my last sickness and funeral, and in order that no property belonging to my estate shall be disposed of or sold at a sacrifice, I earnestly request all my creditors to waive and relinquish their claims against my estate and accept payment thereof under the provisions, which I am hereinafter making, for the liquidation of their claims through the handling of my properties by trustees. Third, I hereby give, devise, and bequeath to my son, James Edson White, now residing at Marshall, Michigan, the sum of $3,000. Fourth, I hereby give and bequeath to my son, William C. White, now residing at Sanitarium, California, all my right, title, and interest in the copyrights and book plates in all languages of the books entitled, The Coming King and Past, Present and Future, also all manuscripts, and right to publish the same, pertaining to the following books and proposed books. Life Sketches of Elder James White and Ellen G. White. Life Incidents of Elder James White. Spiritual Gifts, Volumes 1-4. Facts of Faith. How to Live. Appeal to Youth. Experience of Ellen G. White in connection with the health reform movement among Seventh-day Adventists. Story of Mrs. White's European travels. Story of Mrs. White's Australasian travels. Mrs. White's letters to mothers and children. Youth's Life of Christ. The Southern Work. Education. Christian Education. Special Testimonies on Education. Bible Sanctification. Also, my personal library, and all manuscripts, letters, diaries, and writings not otherwise herein devised. Fifth, I hereby give, devise, and bequeath to William C. White, Clarence C. Chrysler, Charles H. Jones, Arthur G. Daniels, and Frank M. Wilcox all the real property of which I may die seized or possessed, all my livestock and farm tools and implements, all notes and accounts due to me, and also all of my right, title, and interest in the copyrights and book plates in all languages of the following publications. Desire of Ages. Patriarchs and Prophets. The Acts of the Apostles. Great Controversy. Early Writings. Testimonies for the Church, Volumes 1-9 inclusive. Gospel Workers. Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene. Christ Object Lessons. Ministry of Healing. Steps to Christ. Mount of Blessing. Christ Our Savior. Testimonies for Sabbath School Workers. Manual for Canvassers. Special Testimonies. Also, my general manuscript file and all indexes pertaining thereto. Also my office furniture and office library. Together with all in singular, the tenements, hereditaments, and appurtenances thereunto belonging, or in any wise appertaining in trust nevertheless for the uses and purposes hereinafter contained, to have and to hold the said real and personal property until said trustees and their successors, upon the trust to enter into and upon and take possession of the said real estate and said personal property, to collect and receive the rents, issues, and profits thereof, to manage and control said real and personal property, and to rent and lease the same, or any part thereof, to sell parts or portions of said real and personal property, excepting the book copyrights, for the purpose of reinvesting the same in other real or personal property to be held under the same trust, and after paying all taxes, assessments, charges and encumbrances thereon and the expenses of repairing, administering, preserving and protecting the said real property and of handling said personal property, and publishing and selling said books and manuscripts and conducting the business thereof to distribute, pay over and apply the net proceeds from the rents and profits of said real property and from the business of publishing and selling said books and property in the manner following, that is to say, A. To pay over to my son, James Edson White, annually, during his natural life 10% of the net proceeds of said properties for his sole use and benefit, and upon his death to Emma L. White, his wife, during her natural life should she survive him. B. To pay over to my son, William C. White, annually for his sole use and benefit 10% of the net proceeds of said properties during his natural life, and upon his death, to Ethel M. White, his wife, during her natural life should she survive him. C. To pay over annually to William C. White, Ethel M. White and Dorsey Robinson as trustees 5% of the net proceeds of the said properties to be devoted to the education of my grandchildren, great-grandchildren and other worthy individuals. D. The said trustees shall use the remainder of said net proceeds for the following purposes. 1. For the payment of creditors with accruing interest upon the principal indebtedness to the extent to which my creditors have agreed to relinquish their claims against my estate. Such payments from said net proceeds to continue until all remaining indebtedness with interest has been fully paid. 2. For the support of mission schools for the illiterate whites in the southern states, provided, however, that said trustees are hereby empowered and directed to sell my said real property, or so much thereof as may be necessary to pay the following sums, to my granddaughter Ella Mae Robinson, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500, to my granddaughter, Mabel E. Workman, now residing at Loma Linda, California. The sum of $500, $500, to my faithful friend and helper, Sarah McKenterfer, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500 to Mae Walling, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500, and to my faithful friend and helper Clarence C. Chrysler, the sum of $500, $500, for the support of mission schools for the illiterate whites in the southern states, provided, however, that said trustees are hereby empowered and directed to sell my said real property, or so much thereof as may be necessary to pay the following sums, to my granddaughter Ella Mae Robinson, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500, to my granddaughter, Mabel E. Workman, now residing at Loma Linda, California. The sum of $500, $500, to my faithful friend and helper, Sarah McKenterfer, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500 to Mae Walling, now residing at Sanitarium, California. The sum of $500, $500, and to my faithful friend and helper Clarence C. Chrysler, the sum of $500, $500. Sixth, after the death of both James Edson White and his wife, my said trustees are hereby empowered and directed to apply the amount prescribed in subdivision A of paragraph 5 toward the discharge of any legal claims against the estate of said James Edson White, and then after the full discharge of such claims, the said amount mentioned in subdivision A shall be applied to the maintenance of the mission school for Negroes now conducted by the Negro Department of the Seventh-day Adventist General Conference. 7th, after the death of both William C. White and his wife, my said trustees are hereby empowered and directed to pay over to their surviving children, or grandchildren, if any, the respective amounts prescribed in subdivision B, of paragraph 5th of this will, and if there be no children or grandchildren of my said son, then said respective amounts shall be devoted and used for the purposes set forth in subdivision D of said paragraph 5th of this will. 8th. Upon the termination of the trusts, or any of them, created and set forth in this will, from any cause whatsoever, I give, bequeath and devise all of the real and personal property mentioned in paragraph 5th, or so much thereof as may from any cause be released or relieved from said trust to my said son, William C. White, or if he be not living, then to his heirs at law. 9. My household furniture, dishes, carpets, pictures, photographs and clothing, I give and bequeath in equal parts to my sons, James Edson White and William C. White. 10th. All the rest, residue and remainder of my estate, real, personal and mixed, of which I may die seized or possessed, I give, bequeath and devise to my son, William C. White. 11th. I hereby appoint William C. White and Charles H. Jones the executors of this my last will and testament, without bonds, and my executors are hereby authorized to sell any property of my estate without order of court, and at either public or private sale, and with or without notice as the executors may determine. I also direct that no bond be required of any of the trustees named or their successors. 12th, if a vacancy shall occur for any reason among said trustees or their successors, a majority of the surviving or remaining trustees are hereby empowered and directed to fill such vacancy by the appointment of some other fit person, and in the event that the majority does not agree upon the appointment, then such vacancy shall be filled by the Executive Committee of the Seventh-day Adventist General Conference. And the new trustee or trustees, so appointed, shall have the same power, touching the trust premises and in the execution of the trusts herein contained, as the original trustees named herein. 13th, I hereby revoke all former wills by me made, in witness whereof, I have herein to set my hand and seal this 9th day of February, 1912. Signed, Ellen G. White.